Greetings, programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions on Come On.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer. Together we are Gobaji. He's shown us what it means to be mostly man. He scanned our faces off. Now one of Koji's favorite directors takes us on a gangster's paradise. We're watching Eastern Promises. When is the last time you guys have watched Eastern Promises? Ryan, do you know what Eastern Promises is?
I'm aware of the movie. I did read in the show notes that it says Easter Promises. Is this our Easter celebration? I just was wondering if it lined up, if this was... This is another holiday I was unfamiliar with.
If you want to peel it back a little bit, honestly, this episode got pushed back a couple weeks because beloved people kept passing away.
I saw that and I thought maybe it was one of your clever holidays coming up, and this was Easter Promises and not just the typo.
I wish I was honestly that clever.
Right, it could be. Maybe it lines up. Maybe we just cut all this out.
Time this comes out, if it's Easter out there, we planned it.
I'm aware of Easter Promises. I do not believe I've ever seen a bit of it, but I couldn't even really tell you the plot.
Can't really see me, camera. I'm going to sound like shit for a second, but if I went like, anything to you? For those of you at home, I did the throat thing from Eastern Promises. Eastern Promises. I'm going to fuck this thing up all day. Eastern Promises. I'm just going to call it EP moving forward.
Like extended play.
Yeah. Rob, when was the last time you watched Easter EP?
I mean, close to when it came out, but yeah, I definitely would have got the gesture.
I mean, that's the coolest thing about the movie. Well, besides the naked sauna fight. So you got it, Ryan.
I can't tell you.
Full dick in this movie.
Okay, great. But I pulled up Google and one of the image searches it gave me was just him standing, you know,
like
like a necktie thing or whatever that's supposed to be.
Yeah. Big threat.
Yeah.
It's been probably about 10 years since I watched this movie. It's a mistake. It's been that long for me. Okay. But the copy I bought, there's a reason. I bought a copy. I was traveling overseas. I saw a cheap copy of EP. I bought it. It doesn't play in US DVD players. It wouldn't load. But I have it somewhere. You know, it's a great bootleg copy of Eastern Promises. Okay. But I really liked it when it came out. You know, naked fights are cool. Don't you want to see more of them?
Always.
Look, Ryan, we don't show a lot of D. We haven't got a lot of D on this podcast.
Usually the other way. Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to balance things out. You know, it's around Valentine's Day for the ladies. I think that was a couple weeks ago, but we're going to get some hog out there for you.
You know, I'm an equal opportunity guy. You do one, you should have to do the other, so go ahead.
Okay, from our last, like, three or four movies, whose hog would you want to see the most? Like, Stuckall? Nope. Anyone from the Rocky franchise?
No, I'm not like ranking who I want to see.
Why are we going?
It wasn't.
I don't know.
I wasn't asking to see my favorites. I'm just saying if you're asking one actor to show something, you should really make the other actor show something.
Yeah, okay. Fair play
is all I'm calling for. I'm not actually physically calling like I need more hog in TV because I really don't think you necessarily do. But you know.
But what hog? Like, are you gonna see like Grissom on like CSI like come out of the shower?
I mean, you could if you know, what's Memento Lady is coming out of the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a Jordy, right?
Jordy or whatever. Yeah, if she's coming out, then yeah, I mean, I guess it's fair play.
That's back, right? That's on TV. We can watch new CSI.
No, I mean, there's CSI Vegas, but they were only in that first season coming back, which I did not watch. I just know they only came back for like one season. I think it's got
just
new
a legacy
casting.
Setup kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. Or it was just a one season deal and they just went with the others, or I don't know. Yeah, maybe they left it open. Cheaper. These shows always leave things open for people to come back.
You guys know that Blue Bloods is in its final season.
No, I mean, it'll come back.
That's what they're saying. It's the final season.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I stopped watching, but now that I know it's the last one and I've beaten them.
Catch up on Paramount Plus. Right.
I'm definitely going to watch all Paramount Plus.
I'm pretty sure if you just watch 3 or 4 random episodes, you've seen every episode. You just have to change one minor detail.
No, Blue Bloods, you'll start watching an episode and be, I've never seen this one. And about 20 minutes in, you remember every single thing about the episode. Yes. They're tricky because they're so forgettable.
You don't remember everything. You don't remember who's fighting around the dinner table.
You remember who did it, though. You remember who the killer is.
Yes, I was going to say.
No,
they fight over.
Oh, my. The terrible banter at the table. Can't wait to start watching. I think it might be back now.
It's on Paramount Plus or.
No, I want the new season. I don't think the new season. I think it was pushed back because of the strike.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, you need those writers to write those critical scenes.
Mm-hmm. That is something. That's why they were striking, because AI could very easily create that show. So they wanted to make sure that they couldn't switch it over.
You can't tell me it wasn't created by AI.
If you told me it's always been, I'd be like, yeah, probably.
Makes sense, right? Yeah.
I don't think AI could come up with something as bad as the Blue Templar. I just don't.
No, that was somebody. That's what all TV needed, that secret underbelly hook.
I'm just telling you.
Was that 2005, I guess, or 2009, whatever it started?
I'm going to start a website dedicated to bad season one plots that, like, the writers come to try to get some kind of interest going on, and there'd be a long list, and that would be one of the tops. But anyways, we're not talking about
What was Magnum's season one arc?
We were talking about bad shows, not good shows. Oh, okay. But I'm sure
long running arc of like who Robin was?
Yes, it was Robin Masters was, but that was a great arc. We're not talking about a bad arc.
We talked about a bad Tom Selleck arc. Yeah. I wanted to get a good Tom Selleck arc here.
I mean, so the whole Robin Masters thing, you could say it got a little played out in the end when they brought it back, because like they were dancing back and forth with Higgins admitting it and Higgins saying he was lying later on. But, in the beginning, that wasn't a bad season one arc. That you could put that in the category of played out. Let's step back, step in kind of stuff. But that's a different thing. And by the way, our producer's head, if he was on this call, would be exploding in like fireworks. Right? The flames,
what happens if he doesn't
the
put
flames on the side of his face.
We're so far from Eastern Promises.
Eastern Promises. I was going to ask Reagan if he could even remember what movie we were doing. Evie.
Honestly. No, I lost myself too much. I was in too deep and I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. But Eastern Promises, or EP, as it will be known during the episode, it's playing on Max. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where every sin leaves a mark, one man will climb through the ranks of the Russian mob by any means necessary. Starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and all of the best Russian accents Hollywood has to offer.
If you don't care, my mom.
Bring nudity to a knife fight in Eastern Promises.